Yeah, it couldn't have anything to do with the fact that the Minneapolis police force has been wiped out by resignations, retirements, and mental health claims, which means there are more than 200 active duty officers no longer on active duty. Since the start of 2020, the number of Minneapolis police officers has plummeted to one-third. And all of it is due to a left-wing political and media establishment that openly sides with lawless rioters and criminals while smearing police officers. All of which might explain why violent crime arrests dropped by about a third, with about 400 so far, compared with about 600 at this time last year. It gets better, so much better. Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey's solutions are pure gold. He's deploying teams of violence intervention workers and proposing unarmed community safety specialists patrol the hardest hit neighborhoods. Oh, yeah, putting unarmed community safety specialists in the worst neighborhoods is a genius plan. If you want to rid the world of unarmed community safety specialists. Other Minneapolis nitwits are suggesting funding affordable housing, health initiatives, and other services supporting communities of color, not more cops. The only thing Frey is doing that makes any sense is bringing in outside law enforcement to make up for the 200-plus losses, but that is far from a permanent solution and obviously not working. We know what works because we did it in the 1990s after two decades of staggeringly high violent crime rates. Put cops on the streets and enforce the laws, all the laws, with no carve-outs for the criminals whose causes you sympathize with. Democrats have politicized rioting, looting, and arson into an acceptable form of protest, even though most of the rioters, looters, and arsonists could not care less about whatever the cause is. They want to riot, loot, and burn. The tragic thing about all this is that criminal justice reform, as it was originally proposed, was supposed to focus only on nonviolent offenders, which I support. But here we are. Pure anarchy in countless Democrat-run cities. Well, you get what you vote for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.